What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Do you want to know how I use ChatGPT to write my sales emails? Me as somebody who is not a good writer, and that's not just a mindset block. I legitimately suck at writing. So the story is that I had a client who was having a discovery call with me, an ads management client, and they were almost going to not start because they said they still were looking to hire a professional copywriter to write the lead magnet follow-up / sales sequence, you know, the one that delivers after somebody downloads your free lead magnet and then it sells them into this cold marketing language. It gives them a chance to work with you, either with your core offer or just the next offer that makes sense off the back end of your lead magnet. So this client was going to, or at that time, it was a potential client. Now they are a client. They're going to wait because they're going to look for a professional copywriter to do this. And I'm like, no. You don't need to hire a professional copywriter to write sales emails in the sales sequence or a lead magnet email sequence. You can use ChatGPT to do it yourself. Now, depending on how skilled you are, that result might not be, well, probably won't be, let's be honest, the same result as like a professional copywriter could provide. Copywriters, I love you. You're not replaced by AI. All right? Dear online course creator, you know, online membership owner, I'm going to show you right now. Well, you're going to listen to me right now as I take you through the exact prompts that I use to get sales emails written. Usually this gets me an email that's about like 80 to 90% like I want it to be, and then I can tweak it. So thank you, ChatGPT. Okay, so here goes. I'm going to read you the prompts, okay? So I'm using ChatGPT 4 for this because ChatGPT 4 allows you to paste in images and then analyze images. And so I have swipe files that I've been given as parts of previous courses I've paid for, and those emails are in image form. If you only have access to ChatGPT 3.5, that's fine. I'm sure you have received a bajillion marketing emails in your inbox. What I've done is created a label inside of my Gmail account for the marketing emails that I enjoy, right? The ones with the subject lines that cause me to click. And it's kind of like funnel hacking, you know, you see what works. So you can do the same and then copy those emails and paste it into ChatGPT and tell ChatGPT to analyze the structure of that email and then base your email off of it. Now, let's give you some prompts in order. So the first prompt I do in a brand new ChatGPT chat is I tell it, we're going to write some emails. Here's my communication style. I want you to remember it and use it for the rest of your responses in this chat. By the way, there is a similar, this is not the prompt, I'm just talking to you, dear listener. There is a similar video like this on the YouTube channel. I just couldn't make the audio episode and the video episode the same. So you're getting a unique, specifically designed for the audio experience episode. Head down to the show notes below and click over to subscribe to the Art of Online Businesses YouTube channel, and you will see a version of this video, of this episode, but with video. And you can see the prompts I'm using there. It just, you know, it's really hard to make one episode for both. Now, after you tell it your communication style, you want to paste in your communication style into ChatGPT. If you don't have your communication style yet, you want to go ahead and get that. And here's how you make your communication style. In a different chat, you can feed ChatGPT like 10 of the emails that you write. Or if you already have a podcast, feed it like a couple of transcripts from your podcast episodes. Or if you have a YouTube channel, feed it some of your videos. Either way, once you feed it material from yourself, ask it to analyze for your tone and style. You can type something like, you know, "Dear ChatGPT, I want you to analyze these transcripts of me, or this video transcript of me, or this podcast episode transcript of me talking, and tell me what my communication style is, and analyze it for tone and voice, you know, and give me a concise summary, and give it to me in a way that I can take this summary and paste it into future chats, and you'll know the way I like to communicate." There's something you can talk to ChatGPT. You know, In coaching with clients, I realized that not everyone talks to ChatGPT like I do. You can talk to ChatGPT like this. It can take it. All right. So then I paste my communication style into ChatGPT. And, you know, then it responds and it tells me, "Understood, I'll communicate in a," and then it kind of gives me a little summary. Mine told me, "I'll communicate in a direct, practical, and concise manner, focusing on delivering actionable insights and deep strategies tailored to advanced online course creators." And it told me that its tone will be informative, approachable, encouraging, and ensuring that the content is valuable and relevant to your audience. And so that's my tone that it's analyzed before. So I have my communication style saved. It's inside of a ChatGPT Slack chat, if you will. Bonus tip, if you have a team, as you start to incorporate ChatGPT and like AI in general, because maybe you use Claude, that's fine, or Gemini, I recommend just having a Slack channel that your team can access. And then you just tell your team, "Hey, when you're doing emails on my behalf, or when they're doing emails on your behalf, or anything that requires words, use this communication style, use this audience." And by the way, next step. Now, what I did is I took a screenshot of an email from a swipe file, and I put it into the chat. And then I told GPT to analyze that email. That's what I typed. "Analyze this email." And then I said, "Remember my communication style." This is all one prompt. And then I said, "Act as the number one online course copywriter in the world. You've read all of Dan Kennedy's," and then in parentheses, I put the direct response writer, "books. And you've read Influence by Robert Cialdini. Write me a similar email that's designed to sell my program, the Lead Gen Cheat Code." And then in the prompt, I continued, "Here's information about my program." And then I pasted information about my program from my file that has information about my program, which is very similar to my program, the Lead Gen, short for generation, its sales page. And then in the same prompt, I still pasted more information about the audience. And so what I said is, "Here's the information about the audience that you're writing to." And then I took the audience info out of my media kit way before. Now this all resides in a Slack channel that my team can access, and then I can access. But you know, it says, "Our typical audience is an online entrepreneur running an online-based business, selling courses, coaching, consultations, or memberships," and it goes on to define my audience that I want to reach with this podcast and that I hope to serve with my course and then my ads management services, okay? And that was the end of the prompt. So let me kind of go back and break that down for you. If you're not using ChatGPT-4, that's okay. Instead of pasting an image of an email, maybe you don't have images of swipe files. Anyway, just copy and paste either an email from a swipe file or a marketing email that you enjoyed, that you've received from another online marketer, and tell ChatGPT to analyze that email and to remember your communication style, because you do not want to just copy other people's content and you don't want to write in their tone. They are them and you are uniquely you. That's why I kind of advised you, what I do is I teach ChatGPT my communication style. And then when you tell it to act as something, in this case, in a copywriter for online courses, you can have it base what it's doing off of your own favorite marketing book. I happen to like the results it gives me when I tell it to write like Dan Kennedy would. I also tend to tell it to you when I'm trying to get ChatGPT to give me headlines or email subject lines. You know, I tell it to write like David Ogilvy, you know, the world-renowned ads agency owner. I believe he's an ads agency owner from back in the day, old school. And by the way, you know, on an episode that's coming up, I interview Billy Bross. He's a copywriter that has a system called the 5 Light Bulbs copywriting system. It's brilliant. He also spoke to my ads clients, and it was a great workshop talk. And you know what he told me, and it has stuck with me, is that he likes and loves to study the copywriters from back in the day, pre-internet, because those men and women had to fully rely on copy more than we do now, because now we can rely on video and graphics, you know, and all the things that exist in the internets. But back then, they only had ad copy. So it was like their strategies, not that they could be trusted more, but that their strategies really had to rely on just what people would read in print. Anyway, I tell ChatGPT to use elements and influences from those copywriters or, you know, various authors. If you're not sure if ChatGPT even has an idea of a copywriter or an author or their book, just ask ChatGPT before you do this big long prompt that I gave you. Ask ChatGPT, hey, are you familiar with Dan Kennedy, the direct response copywriter? And then ChatGPT will tell you yes or no, but it will say yes because it already told me yes, and it will give you a summary, you know, and then you can tell ChatGPT to use the style. So moving along, kind of dissecting this prompt that I just gave you, you want to tell it about your program because the emails it's going to be using are designed to sell your program. And so you can do things like just put a synopsis of your program. I, in the past, have dumped or copy and pasted my whole program sales page into ChatGPT and told it, this is my program sales page. Remember this later on when I tell you in another prompt to refer to my program sales page and use that. And then, of course, the audience who you're writing to, ChatGPT is a phenomenal writer, but it's going to give you generic copy if you don't tell it your target audience. Please research your target audience. You should know who you're speaking to. And the more specific you can get, like my audience is like 3 paragraphs, I define my audience. But the more specific you get, the better results ChatGPT will give you. So ChatGPT, after I gave it that prompt, gave me an email with a subject line. And I won't read to you that email, but I will tell you that I didn't like the first email that it gave me. So you know what I did? I used the same prompt, but I provided more detail about my program. So let me walk you through that. In the first prompt that I gave ChatGPT, I just gave it a synopsis of my program that I took from my program sales page. In the second prompt, I actually put the whole entire sales page in there. So we'll go through the prompt one more time. I put an image of the email. You could just paste an email. And I told ChatGPT to analyze the email. This is one big long prompt. So I wrote, analyze that email. And then I wrote, remember my communication style. Because this is all in one chat. So it will remember whatever you put earlier on in the chat. Side note, you cannot have ChatGPT refer to other chats. It only can like refer and remember what you've told it in one individual chat. Okay. So I told it to remember my communication style. I told it to act as the number one online course copywriter in the world. You know, you've read all of Dan Kennedy's, the direct response writer in parentheses, books, and you've read Influence by Robert Cialdini. Write me a similar email, you know, to the one I just pasted, that's designed to sell my program, the lead gen cheat code. Here's information from my course sales page. And then I just took the whole sales page text. We're talking like the top that says lead gen cheat code, the easiest way to get high quality, affordable leads without paying for a Facebook ad manager. And then the next section of the page, calling all online course creators and online coaches and online membership owners. If there was a blueprint that put the power of Facebook ads into your hands, making high quality, affordable lead generation as simple as following a proven path, my path, since that's what I do for a living, is manage ads for online course creators. Would you finally feel that? And so it's just my sales page. I won't read my whole sales page to you. You can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/leads, L-E-A-D-S, if you want to see that. But I actually went through and pasted the whole sales page in there. And then I also told ChatGPT in this monster prompt, here's the information about the audience you're writing to. And then I hit enter, and ChatGPT gave me a much better email that I was happy with. Now, I had to take that email and put it into my Google document and change it up a little bit. But I would say ChatGPT got me, like, we'll give this one a solid 85% of where it needed to be. And this prompt engineering is what it's technically called when you start giving ChatGPT advanced prompts. This probably took me about 15 minutes to do. Now, you might be wondering, Kwejo, why would you take 15 minutes to prompt ChatGPT to write you one email? Kwejo, I could write that email in 15 minutes. Well, good for you. I cannot write quality emails in 2 hours. Straight up, okay? So for me, it's worth it to teach ChatGPT. And by the way, once you invest time in learning how to prompt engineer with ChatGPT, you can do it over and over again. And I could have, because I have already done severally in this same format. I could have told ChatGPT, instead of writing me one email, write me a series of 5 emails that serve the purpose of delivering the lead magnet. By the way, here's all the info about the lead magnet. Here's the lead magnet's opt-in page. Here's the goal of the lead magnet. So write me 5 emails that deliver this lead magnet and begin to sell the next offer that I have, which is this offer, XYZ offer, that has these benefits, this promise, this transformation. And ChatGPT could also, with the same kind of input that I gave you in this podcast episode, generate for you an email sequence. Okay, so at that point, you're probably like, okay, now Kwejo, I get it. It's worth my time to do it like that. If you enjoyed this episode, please swing on over to your podcast platform, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts, and leave a review for me, please. It helps me know how I'm doing as the new podcast host of the Art of Online Business podcast, especially if you want more, because I use ChatGPT all the time. If you want more episodes that just kind of walk you through how I use ChatGPT to do things like write emails, to write sales pages, to respond and communicate to clients. For example, you know, I don't write emails very fast, and I'll have a client ask me a question, a long question, and I know what I want to say. I just don't know the best way to say it. So frequently I'll open up ChatGPT on my phone and I'll just dictate a response. But then I'll tell ChatGPT, I want this response to be diplomatic and encouraging, and to communicate my intention, which is to do this and this and this, but at the same time, to not do this and this and this. And then I'll hit enter, and ChatGPT gives me a response, and then I'll just go to the computer and open up that same chat, and then I'll paste in my communication style and say, now rewrite the email response that you just wrote me with my communication style. And it will. And then I can also, paste in the original email that the client wrote me. And it just allows me to communicate a lot more effectively. You could have it make up. I don't want you to make up. Well, I want you to do what works best for you, but I don't want to make up responses. I don't want you to be encouraged to make up responses with ChatGPT. Where are we going with this little rabbit trail? But at the same time, if you're like me and writing takes you forever, then use ChatGPT, express yourself a lot more efficiently, and communicate a lot more clearly with your course customers or your clients. And the beauty is just like me, I've trained my team to use ChatGPT in the same way, because they're in the Philippines, right? And English, they write English well, but English is not their first language. But using kind of the same technique that I just gave you, they can communicate with clients as they do project management and onboarding of clients, and also responding to the same kind of frequently asked questions that we all frequently get as course creators. We're going to end this episode right now. It's been a pleasure. Please give me some feedback. Head over and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Leave a comment there. You can DM me in the show notes of this episode is my Instagram. It's at Quajo. That's Quayjo. So you can DM me too. I just like to get feedback. I want this to be valuable for you. Until the next episode, be blessed. And we will. Well, we won't chat soon. What will we do? We'll listen soon. I hope you're doing well. Bye.